you're eating a regular meal on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, so you're allowed to wash up until Shoasiris. You look in the calendar to see when Shoasiris is. These calendars have every Friday, it says, I think on the other side, on the top page, it says when Shoasiris is. But there's a din that to eat an unusually large seuda, and you can even wash up till Shoasiris. But to eat an unusually large seuda, then you can't on Friday, even in the morning. And the reasons variously given, you won't be able to eat l'tei oven on Shabbos, or it's a zilzul to Shabbos, or you won't be preparing for Shabbos properly. But it all has to do with covered Shabbos. So a seuda gedola yoser meharogil, more than you used to, so that you can't have. The exception, of course, well, maybe it's not of course, but the exception is if there's a mitzvah sayom, if a pidyon haben comes out on Friday, or a bris milah comes out on Friday, so then you can have a seuda gedola, even yoser meharogil, because the mitzvah came out that day. And so hu adin for bnei mukafin this year Friday, so it's the mitzvah sayom, so there is a lechatchila to start before chatzos, but that's not what I want to talk about tonight. Tonight, the shayla comes up and the post can deal with, let's say people go to friends or relatives or parents or grandparents or go to Yerushalayim, and they don't become mukav ben yomo, they go on Friday, they sleep here in Beit Shemesh, let's say, Thursday night, and they go on Friday to join their whomever for the Suda. So now their Lechora, that's the question posed to the Poskim. Those people are eating a Suda Gedola, Yosemi HaRogil. The people in Yerushalayim are allowed to, that's the Mitzvah Sayom, but for the Bnei Kfarim coming in, to them it's not a Mitzvah Sayom. So can they join in the Suda and eat a Suda Gedola? So there's various angles which the Poskim discuss it. First, so many different angles. Can you join a Suda Gedola if you eat a Suda Regila? So you're careful and you don't eat like a big, unusual Suda, but you're joining a Suda Gedola. That's one question. Can you eat a Suda Gedola if you don't wash? And this way you'll think you'll solve the problem. So there's, again, the discussion, because nowadays a lot of people never wash. So they eat their full, and so that's, they're eating a Suda Gedola even without washing. But the main issue that the place can deal with is it like a bris milah that, let's say, the 9 days? Or, like, everybody can join, because everybody's partake, not everybody, but you can widen the circle, even people who didn't make the siyum, even people who are not making the bris, but they're joining in a Suda's mitzvah. So is it the same thing or it's not the same thing? I'm joining someone else's Suda's mitzvah biyomo. So there's a chilek, let's say, there's an obvious chilek which you could say. I don't know if it's compelling to say it, but you certainly could say a chilek that if there's a Suda l'kavod bris milah, so everybody is joining in that Suda l'kavod bris milah. Mashenkein the Suda of Suda's Purim, that's like a kakafta de gavri. That's like my personal mitzvah to eat a Suda. I'm not eating a Suda to cover the mitzvah sayom. I'm eating a Suda because that is my mitzvah sayom. So it's not your mitzvah sayom. So that's the shayla. There are some mekilim. He brings down here, I don't know if accuracy of it, but he brings down the Rav Chaim Kanievsky said it's mutter, and other places said it's osur, and it's a problem. So then they discuss it from one more angle. I'll mention that, let's say the people would be eating the Suda alone, and you're like sort of making their Suda's Purim by joining in with them. And Rashi says in the Megillah that part of the Simcha engendered by the Suda is to have people gather together to eat the Suda. You can't really be Sameach yourself. You can be an Ovel yourself. Yeshev Bodod V'yidom. You want to be yourself. You don't want to have people there intruding on your avelus. But people would be the nichum; they would come to be menachem you. But you want to be alone. But by a simcha, Rashi says in the Megillah, mishpacha mishpacha. Rashi says mishpachas gather together and eat the suda. So if someone would be alone, It's especially acute if it's kibbutz, let's say, parents or in-law, you know. So that's especially acute if they'd be alone, Rabbi, and they want you to come. What?
Rabbi.
Well, you have to decide if the, yeah. If the rabbi is happy to see you or not, that you have to discern. I can't, I certainly, I'm sincere that I invite people to come, but my cheshbon is the only people that are going to come, if anybody comes, are the people I would enjoy seeing. That's my cheshbon. yeah, and Echanami, that's what the Paiskim talk about at Mitzad. If you're marbe, the simcha of the other person, does that make it into a Suda's mitzvah for you too? And you can also participate. So, okay, so you have to, you know, maybe, I don't know, you know, what's the final psak halacha? You cannot overeat, which anyway, never a good idea. So you can always eat, make it a Suda regila. But it's not so possible because you're joining a Suda gedola. Then you could not wash, or you could just be soimach on the matirim. And certainly if you're being marbe in the simcha of the person making the suda, there's certainly much more makam lahakel. I think, really, that, you know, when we talk about zilzul of Shabbos, that everything is there's a zilzul of Shabbos. You're not talking about, like, an isser to eat, like, you know, basal b'chol of midrabbana. You're not talking about an isser midrabbana to eat. You're talking about something that's more, I don't know what to call it. I don't want to be accused of being a reform rabbi. It's not a hard and fast Isser Drabonon, like an Isser. It's, you know, you're supposed to be Nizer for Kavod Shabbos. So, like, so what's the head of a Sudas Mitzvah? That it's not a Zilzul to Shabbos if what you're involved in, you know, you should always have in mind to be able to prepare for Shabbos and to be able to eat the Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon. The question is, like, if it's a zilzul to the chatchila make a party, you know, to make a big suda. But I think if it's a mitzvah, so it's not considered a zilzul to Shabbos because you're involved in a mitzvah. So I think it could really be make a b'chihai gavna. If the person is going to be paris mapu mekadesh, then the issue is not even an issue because that's going to become his suda Shabbos. So he's going to. But that you're not a person in. In a year, Rosim is not going to join in the Suda that's going to morph into Suda Shabbos. So
unless he stays with him.
Unless he stays, right.
Isn't it for Ben Yudal to eat a little bit more in Shushan Purim anyway?
That's a very good point Reb Naftali's making. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mitzvah laharbos katzas besuda beis hayomim. But apparently the Poskim did not consider that enough to be matir a suder yoser gedola meharogil on tesvav for a ben yudalid, but it's a very, very good point. Apparently, they're not. It's not that madrega of a mitzvah because they don't really. I haven't seen that in the halachic literature.
We should still do that in Beit Shemesh.
If the Mishnah Berurah says tov, you want to be tov. You don't want to be ra. No, but you don't have to be Yosef Maharog. I mean, he says Marbek Tzas. Maybe, you know, if you really want to be from, so you'll juggle and you'll do Yarbek Tzas, but it won't be enough to be Yosef Maharogil.
Have it before Chatzot.
What?
Eat before Chatzot. Have a big breakfast.
That's not an Eitzah. A Suda Yosef Gedoyla Maharogil you can't even do in the morning.
Oh.
Only if it's a Mitzvah Sayom.
Oh, even for Shushan Purim in Beit Shemesh, that still wouldn't count if you had a big breakfast.
Well, yes, but that's why I'm the Yosef Maharogil. You can't do in the morning. But that's what Naftali's asking if the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a mitzvah laharbos besuda beis hayomim. So the chora, but they don't consider it a mitzvah of that madrega. So how do you do Yarbe Ketzas and not Yosef Maharogil? That's a good question. I don't know. But when the Poskim talk about this issue, they don't bring this down as an easy head there, so to speak. Okay, good. Yishkoyach.